No, because let me just put it like this, you know, if you somebody, let's say we're selling yams in Lagos, you understand? And somebody, you know, you got the best yams, man. You know the person that's known for selling yams, but you know that you have a better product than them. And then now the newspaper decides to put a list and says best yams in Lagos, and you're not on the yams list, and you know you have the best yams in Lagos. You have to speak, or you know, forever hold your peace, you know. Yeah, you have to speak or forever hold your peace. If I looked at the list and I seen guys that I thought could murder me, Sauce Kid was on the list. He because of the list, he thought that he could murder me because the list confused him. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I had to address it, because I thought that, you know, yeah, you know, some people, I like when I said about Mode 9 and MI is my dude. We're both from the north. I don't think we can ever have a problem, you know, honestly. Mode 9 is a KD guy originally. I don't think we can ever have a problem. But I feel like Mode 9 deserves to be on the list. But to me, lyrically, from winning a BET award and the songs and singles that have trended this year, I believe the Ice Prince was supposed to be number one. And I didn't think that Mode 9 shouldn't have been on the list. I think he should have been on the list. But I don't think that from the singles that MI has dropped this year and the singles that Ice Prince has dropped this year, I believe that Ice Prince edged him out this year. I'm not saying that I mean, everybody knows MI is the Baba. That one is known. If the list says Ice Prince is number one, doesn't mean MI is not the Baba again. But as far as this year, it's Ice Prince to me.
So I see where you're coming from as far as your opinion goes. So you think Ice Prince, you know, should have taken the kick ahead of
Yes, I don't think Mo 9 is good and he's a lyricist, but I don't see what he's done this year to be number one. Even if he was number three, it's okay. You know, he dropped the album and whatever, and it's fine. Mo 9 is a hell of a lyricist. We were on Serengeti together, so I can never have a problem with him. I was just being honest. You know, I wasn't trying to. The only jab I really sent out was to Sauce Kid, because he is a bitch. You know, Ovi, who goes to the hair salon? Which man goes to the hair salon and says, "Hey, please, you know, did you see Keisha Cole in the video awards? Yeah, do me something like that." Like, who the hell? Like, who the hell does that? It's only a bitch. Like, there's no man that goes to the hair salon and says, the only person that can pull off that hair that Sauce did without being a faggot is Snoop Dogg. Only faggots do that. There's no man that would say, please, and sit down for hours trying to do that. It's a fucking faggot.
Okay, I don't want to use the word faggot because people say it's derogatory. But yeah, gay. Let me use that word, gay. And you were talking about seeing his dick a couple of times, but it seems you kind of said that word, right? You kind of said you were gay. And, you know, I'm not trying to stir up anything, but why is that a similar, why is that a common
He's insecure. He's insecure. Me personally, man, I don't mind anybody calling me gay, anybody calling me a fa- who cares? I know who I am, and it's easy to see who's a man. You know, I think that Sauce Kid is the kind of person that he knows he's not street. He knows he's not hard. You know what I'm saying? So he always has to say he's hard. He's street. If anybody ever sees, when people call me a gangster rapper or a hardcore rapper, I always deny it. You know, anybody that's hard in they self doesn't want it. I'm not going to go on a social network and say, I'm street. I'm still in the street. Well, who the hell does that? You know what I'm saying? The first time I saw Sauce, man, I swear to God, this is a true story. I saw all his tattoos from head to toe, and I said, hey, man, where you been locked up at? Because I knew he was in L.A. He was like, nah, I ain't never been locked up. It just made me look at him real well and say, man, you did this because you thought it looked cool? Damn, he's like one of the most stupidest people I ever met in my life. Then, you know what I'm saying? You thought that this looked cool. That's why you did this? Wow. This guy's he's a genius, man. Go, it's all scared to go and say, yeah, man, tattoo yam and beans and three meats on my forearm. He's a dumbass.
Okay. Now, speaking of that, well, not really speaking of that, but still in line with, you know, you taking shots at things. Palestine.
Yeah.
Why did you choose to talk about his family, his daughter?
He talked about my family first. He talked about my family first. It's just that simple. You know, Ovi, when you're in war, you can't, you know what I'm saying? When you're in war, you have to be ready for war. Like, if I come to your house and maybe I underestimated you and I punched you in your mouth and you beat the shit out of me, am I going to say, damn, why'd you beat the shit out of me? I only punched you in your mouth. Like, when you punch a nigga in his mouth, you expect him to punch you in your mouth. And if you accept it, he's going to beat the shit out of you. And that's how I see it. I seen it. He shouldn't have. I never mentioned anything about his family. Even when they asked me online, I said I wouldn't talk about his family. But when you talk about my family, man, I'm gonna go nuts on you, man. Cause I'm the nigga that was even. I helped him and his family. His daughter, when she grows up, she needs to send me a postcard because I helped her daddy to see her. No, I'm honestly waiting for a postcard. I need a postcard from her. And if I don't get a postcard from her, I'm gonna be pissed off. Ha, 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 ha.